We now look at the two parables following that parable of the sower. We see here Jesus give these parables about a lamp and some measure. So let us now read God's holy word. Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 25. And he was saying to them, "A lamp is not brought to be put under a basket, is it? Or under a bed? Is it not brought to be put on the lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret, but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And he was saying to them, "Take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. For whoever has, to him more shall be given. And whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him." So far, reading in God's holy word. Beloved people of God, I remember a time when I was a kid where my parents bought a brand new couch. But as that couch was placed in the living room, I was told I was not allowed to sit on that couch. And again, another time, they got carpet, brand new carpet. And I was instructed that I was not allowed to go into that room and walk on that carpet. Now, I don't know about you children, but as a young child, probably about 7 or 8, this made no sense to me. Why in the world would you get a couch that you're not allowed to sit on? Or carpet where you can't walk on it? What's the point? And that's sort of the frustration I feel, and you may have felt, when you read verses 10 through 12, where Jesus says about the purposes of the parables is to conceal, to hide away that kingdom of God, that word. That people would not understand, that it would be veiled by this parable, that they would not be able to hear and turn and be forgiven. Yet, the gospel is good news. Shouldn't it be shared? Shouldn't it be proclaimed to the housetop, from the housetops? Jesus here makes sure that that parable or that reason for parables is not understood in a very, very strict way. In a way that the disciples themselves should think, oh no, we need to hide what we know from everybody else. We need to make sure that this is concealed, it is hidden. But Jesus wants them to recognize that he speaks in parables due to the hardness of their hearts, their rejection. He continues to veil the kingdom of God which is at hand. Just as he, in his glory, is veiled. His glory is veiled by flesh, even though the kingdom of God comes in him and he is the king. People will not recognize him because he has come in this way. Only those who have received that mystery, only those who have received that revelation, which are his disciples, will recognize who Jesus is and what he has come to do. Yet these disciples need to recognize that this word, this truth about the kingdom of God is not intended to be hidden away. It's not intended to be concealed. And so the hidden revelation received by those on the inside, those disciples, those followers, must be spread generously and shine all the way to the corners of the earth. And so first of all, we will look at this theme in 2 points. First of all, we will look at the lamps. And second of all, we will look at measures. And so Jesus starts off by talking about lamps. Again, lamps are meant to shine. They are meant to be used for all people. When I was an electrician, I had to measure out the center of the room to make sure that the light was brought right to the center so that it would spread the best light over all the room. And if there needed to be more than one light, we had to work that out. We needed to make sure that the light spread throughout the room. There was no dark spots. It needed to shine. And so Jesus says, the light needs to shine. If you have a lamp, you would never think about covering it with a measure or covering it with this bowl that would hide the light or put it underneath a bed. Instead, you want to put it on a lampstand. Make sure that it shines throughout the room and gives the most benefit to the most people. The word was the central thing in that previous parable. It was that seed that was sown. And again, we ought to understand the lamp as that word, as that declaration about Jesus Christ and who He is and the wonderful news that the kingdom of God is at hand. That you must receive it. You must repent and obey. You must turn to Him as the King who has brought this kingdom in His preaching and teaching and in His person. And so the disciples are to see that this wonderful news, this gospel truth, that the kingdom of God is here, should not be hidden. It should not be hoarded. Matthew 10, in very similar word, a similar and parallel passage, says it this way. It is enough for the disciples that he become like his teacher, and the slave like his master. If they have called the head of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign the members of the household? Therefore, do not fear them. For there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in light, and what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim to the housetops. Jesus came speaking to those on the outside in parables, yet He gave explanations to the disciples. And those explanations were not intended to be hidden away. The truth of the parable of the sower was to be exclaimed and proclaimed. The truth of who Jesus was, even though it was hidden from men's eyes, as they could not see His glory, was to be proclaimed. People were to see the truth of the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. That He was the Son of God. That even though He was rejected, despised, and even crucified, He is the King of Kings. He is the one who has brought salvation. He is the one whom you owe allegiance to. Whom you must obey to follow His teachings and to know His forgiveness. His forgiveness found because of that crucifixion. because of his rejection. The rejection that you deserved. And so these disciples are the ones who receive this parable. And they are to spread it. They are to shine it. They are to make sure that it is proclaimed throughout the world, as we have just heard in that baptismal formula, that they were told, go therefore and make disciples. Make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them all that I have commanded you. Teach them who I am and what it means to be a follower of him. And again, he emphasizes that hearing is necessary in this. That the lamp is a light and a word that is to be spread and shown. Yes, we read Matthew 5, in which we saw that the disciples were also to live in glorious ways, in ways that shone their good works before men so that they may glorify God. But this always comes with the Word. The Word must be foremost. And Jesus emphasizes this as he says, if anyone has ears, let him hear. Or another translation says, if anyone has ears, he had better listen. And throughout chapter 4, we see Jesus emphasize that hearing is necessary for faith. It is the spreading of the word by the preaching and proclamation of the gospel that they will learn to see God as their Lord and Savior. Now, I would be surprised if not every single one of us have at one time or another in our doubts, in our confusion, in our immaturity, cried out to God and said, show me who you are. I need to see you. I need to see some miraculous thing. And then I could believe better. Then I would know that you are King. Yet, as we have seen in chapter 3, all these miraculous things that Jesus has done still was met with obstinance. Still was met with hardness of heart, that this was done just merely by Beelzebub. And all those people even that received the healing were happy to receive the wonderful healing, but were not happy to follow him, to commit their lives to him, to submit themselves to his rule and to his reign. So Jesus here is emphasizing, along with Romans 10, that faith comes by hearing. Yes, we have visible sacraments that help assure us of our faith, but they never should be understood as magic. They are to be understood along with the proclamation of the Word. The sacraments affirm our faith in what God has revealed in His Word. They cannot produce faith. Faith comes by hearing and not by sight. And so the people of God, as disciples, we are to make sure this light shines. And this is our responsibility. This is also emphasized in verse 24, where he says there, and he was saying to them, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given to you besides. One translation puts it this way. The way that you give to others is the way God will give to you. But God will give you even more. Meaning the way that you declare, proclaim, serve, bear fruit in this kingdom of God. As you shine forth the gospel, as you proclaim it both in word and in deed, you can know that God will fill you all the more. God will give you even more. God will give you more understanding. He will give you more share in His kingdom. And that's what that second half emphasizes as well, that those who do not obey the call of the kingdom in turning away from their sin, but also in proclaiming God as their Lord and Savior, even that will be taken away. The kingdom of God, that word which is proclaimed to us, comes with a responsibility. A responsibility that we must share, we must shine forth throughout the world. You, people of God, are the ones who are disciples of Him. You go out into your day-to-day lives and are called, both in word and in deed, to proclaim the kingdom of God. Now, beloved people of God, many of you have likely been raised in the church. You have sat under the Word of God regularly. And the truth of the good news of the gospel has been regularly proclaimed to you from a very young age, as Bridget, Lord willing, will be as well. What have you done with that revelation? That mystery of the kingdom of God has been given to you. What do you do with it? How is it bearing fruit in your life? Fruit is not merely the good works. It is also an understanding of those you have proclaimed to. As Paul declares, children in the faith whom he has proclaimed the gospel to, who have come to know salvation because of his proclamation and because of God's Spirit. So how do you respond? Do you respond in faith and obedience? Or do you hoard and hide away? Do you sit in your holy huddle? Or do you proclaim God's wonderful truth, His wonderful gospel, the work in your life that He has done in your life? Do you proclaim the forgiveness of sins that you have received, those promises that you have received and accepted by faith? Or do you hide it away? Beloved people of God, listen carefully. Those who have ears, you better listen. For the word of God is a lamp that must not be hidden. It needs to shine. It needs to shine forth in your life, both in word and in deed. And you must not respond by hiding it or hoarding it, but place it on the lampstand. Be out in that world so that it may shine. Shine brightly in the darkest corners. You must. If you have received, you must respond by shining that light. You must measure out generously and know that God will fill you all the more. You will find great blessing in this. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God and wonderful Father, we ask that you would be in our lives, that your wonderful truth would shine forth by both our words and our deeds, that we would proclaim your goodness and your truth, and that we would support that truth by our good works, that we are children of God, that we have received the forgiveness of sins, that we are children who have submitted to your kingdom because you have loved us, because you have shared with us the mystery of the kingdom of God in your word, that you have brought it to our hearts in your spirit. Lord, we ask that you would bless us as we do this, as we go out into this world as your followers, as your disciples. Would you give us strength and courage, knowing that your kingdom of God will come in its fullness, and that even if we are mocked, even if we are persecuted, this truth that you are King will be revealed and your glory manifested. And every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In Jesus' name alone, amen.